On the Rude Guest Hotline, we've got our program director, Chris Kinert, on. CK, I know you're busy and you've got a lot going on today. How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're good, thank
Very
you.
Very well. So just know that I would not have bothered you if this wasn't one of the craziest things I've ever heard in my life. Okay, are you ready?
I am very, I'm curious. What's going on here?
I am too.
So,
what did Ryan do?
You would think. Chris Russell just came in studio to join us, so you know where this is going.
Oh,
okay.
Hello, CK.
By the way, what were you doing out there in the Navy? We just saw you out the window.
Just wandering around with nothing to do.
Right, exactly.
With my shoes off.
All right, so CK, AMAC, Russell's producer, just walks over and tells us that Russell has been not wearing shoes for some reason today. That's not the crazy part. The crazy part is he walked all the way to the kitchen and walked around in the kitchen in his socks.
It's a terrible decision. It's
where does that rank on the weird Chris Russell things that you've ever heard?
I mean, honestly, there's it's such a long list. It's pretty low because he's one of the weirdest people maybe in the world. Certainly the weirdest person I've ever met.
I think I was once ranked the weirdest person.
I think so.
Amongst the
staff
here. He
didn't think, by the way, Danny, this was in any way notable. The fact that at work, in the public setting, he's just tracking through the floors in his socks all the way to the kitchen.
Where were your shoes?
They were underneath my desk. My feet hurt.
Yeah.
Chris, why is that everyone else's problem?
It's not everyone else's problem. Everyone should just ignore what I do and not pay any attention to me and just let me do my job, CK.
I wonder why they can't ignore you.
But you're constantly seeking attention with weird behavior.
No, I'm not seeking anything. AMAC said I had foot juice. I didn't have any foot juice. My feet hurt. That's it. I was just trying to give them a little recovery time. Boss, it's hard slaving over hard rocks, unstable rocks at command land and aspirin in 95 degree heat for 3 hours a day.
Now it's Josh Harris's fault.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
So
you're gonna lambast Josh Harris over this now?
Well, I didn't say that. Yeah. I was just kind of agreeing
CK.
With you.
I'm walking down to the practice field today. The Commanders, for people that don't know, have this brand new team president, Mark Klaus. Imagine like Jason Wright, but if he did everything correctly, right? So like this guy is just cutting promos, having like just making moves, right? And I'm walking by and I hear Russell asking if he could get shade for the media. Like a shaded tent for us to stand in to watch practice. This guy's trying to cut a deal right now with DC for a new stadium, and Reenie's trying to get a Z-shade
for
the media.
I figure somebody was allowed to do bits other than you, so that's been my bit since I met Mark Klaus last Monday and had a nice conversation with him at the media happy hour. I said, Mark, he said, is there anything I can do for you guys midweek through last week? I said, yeah, Mark. I said, while you're doing nothing, you can erect a shade or a covering so that we can actually see what you guys are doing here, and so we're not so hot.
And can I get
a foot
massage?
And we had fun. And yeah, can you rub my feet, please?
Now, it's not like you're wearing high heels to prom
bit.
Here, dude.
What a great bit that is. What a great bit. Yeah. Was he slapping his knee because it was so funny?
CK, relax. It was very funny. He laughed, and I've kept up the bit, just like when Tress Way greets me. He always wishes me now a Merry Christmas, and I wish him a Merry Christmas because I hate Christmas Day games, and we shouldn't be playing on Christmas Day. So that's the bit that I have with him. You guys are just jealous that people like me. And by the way, Mark Klaus, who I've known for 1 week, as he was walking away, said, I'll see you later, Rooster.
Yeah, I get the sense, Mark Klaus. Listen to the radio.
He's a rooster, Mark. He's a rooster, Mark, which means he's a good man.
Well, if he sends you a gift card for like the athlete's foot, then we'll really know that he cares about you.
So, number one, never say foot juice again. Let's all agree to that.
That's not my term. That's AMAC.
That might be a new good nickname for him.
So we got to let CK go. But it seems to me like you don't think this is one of the weirdest things he's ever done. I think socks in the kitchen. Like, imagine if you walked in to get your lunch out of the fridge and Slashy's just sliding around in the kitchen,
just
on
shuffling
his socks
around.
Like he's a friggin' Tom Cruise.
You guys haven't seen what goes on in this building on the weekends and at night. I mean, you guys haven't seen.
That's why I wear my shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
Nothing weirder than when you do your podcast from 1 to 4 every day. Nothing weirder than during that time.
Thanks, CK. Thanks,
have you
CK
seen the episode of Seinfeld where George decides to do everything the opposite of what he would normally do?
Yes.
That's what you need to do in your life moving forward. Whatever
CK,
you think you should do, do the exact opposite moving forward.
CK, you can remove me from that podcast if you'd like. You have that power. You know that, right?
Are you daring him to? Is this
wow.
Like, this is Hogan going heel here.
Wow. He's just got weird. He's got just really weird, guys. Remember doing the opposite, Chris? That's what you should do in this moment, probably. Yeah. The opposite of what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Let's see. So you were going to ask you were daring your boss to fire you. Don't do that. Do the opposite.
Okay.
But the best thing is he dared it on your show.
Right.
Instead of on his own show. Right. Which is, again, the genius of Chris Russell is daring his boss to fire him, but on somebody else's show so that they get the ratings credit for it.
You would have loved it. Me and Slashy today went to lunch at Manhattan Pizzeria, which was our old haunt from back when we were both on the beat. We used to go out there all the time. I haven't been there since Rene and I were breaking bread right after he stabbed everyone in the back and went over to 980.
I remember that. 6 days before training camp.
Yep. Right before training
what
camp.
What shoes were you wearing that day?
Yep.
Your stabbing shoes?
Yeah, fast shoes so you could run across the hall.
All of you guys suck. I'm just going to end this like that. How about that?
Yeah, but with shoes on. We do it with shoes on, though.
See you, foot juice.
Foot juice. God, I hope that doesn't stick. CK, oh, we know you're busy. Thank you,
CK. Appreciate you taking time.
Guys. All right.
Socks
see you, guys.
Thank you. Love your show. Break area. In the kitchen. In the kitchen.
In the kitchen, man.
Where the food is, man.
Well, there's no food on the floor.
Let's hope not.
Because you absorbed it with your socks?
Did you guys see the NBA player in the hotel? What he was up to? Pretty gross. Let's hope Rini wasn't like rubbing his socks all over anything over there.
Grant.
You know what I'm talking about?
Grant. Yeah. Grant. Come on.
Come on, Grant.